Welcome back to The Deep Dive, the show where we cut through the noise and really get straight to the insights. Today, we're tackling something a lot of business owners, or maybe you're just curious, kind of run into. This whole confusing world of online visibility. You've probably heard terms like SEO and SEM, right? Maybe thrown around together, and you've wondered, okay, what is the actual difference, like when it comes to getting seen online? Well, our mission today is to clear that up. Let's think about someone, say, Sarah. She's just roasted fresh coffee beans. She's ready to open the green bean. Her dream organic coffee shop in like a super competitive Austin neighborhood. Her biggest question, how does she get people in the door without, you know, spending a fortune? And how does she keep them coming back? That's the kind of real world challenge our sources tackle. They focus on search engine strategies, especially looking at Austin's booming business scene. So we're gonna break down SEO and SEM, clarify their strengths, their weaknesses, and really how combining them might unlock sustainable growth for Sarah's coffee shop or, you know, maybe your tech startup.
Yeah. Exactly. And Sarah's question, that's why understanding this stuff isn't just like optional anymore. It's absolutely essential if you want to stand out online, especially in markets like Austin.
Yeah.
Super competitive. Businesses fighting for attention. So a solid search strategy, it's not just a nice to have. It's really the backbone of your digital success. We're going to show you how to navigate it.
Okay, so cutting through the noise on visibility. Everyone talks SEO. For someone like Sarah, starting out, competitive market, what is SEO? What's the promise? What's the magic behind, you know, earning that top spot on Google?
Right. So SEO, at its heart, it's kind of both an art and a science, actually. It's all about optimizing your website to attract organic. And that means three traffic from search engines, Google mainly. The key word there, and it's a big one, is organic. So unlike paid ads, SEO focuses on building that visibility, that authority for the long term. You're essentially earning your spot because Google thinks your stuff is the most relevant, the most valuable. It's like building a digital asset, something that keeps bringing people in long after you did the initial work.
Okay. Earning it.
Yeah. And to get a bit more specific, SEO has, well, several key parts. They all need to work together. First, you've got on-page SEO that's optimizing the stuff directly on your website. Your content, headings, those meta tags, internal links, and really importantly, the actual words you use. Are they what people are searching for?
Right. The content itself.
Exactly. Then there's technical SEO. This is more of the back end stuff. Site speed, nobody waits for a slow site, right?
No.
Mobile responsiveness, structured data, making sure search engines can actually crawl and index your site properly. Think of it like making sure your shop's foundation is solid and the door is easy to find.
Okay.
Then off-page SEO. This is stuff happening off your website. Link building, getting other reputable sites to link back to you, managing brand mentions, citations online. It's about building your reputation out there on the web. And super important for businesses like Sarah's Green Bean, local SEO. This means optimizing your Google business profile, getting listed accurately in local directories, and targeting those near me searches. Huge for a market like Austin, where people want something right now, right around the corner.
Yeah, coffee near me is probably typed a million times a day there.
Oh, absolutely. And finally, tying it all together is a solid content strategy, consistently publishing useful, keyword-rich content that actually helps people, that answers their questions, aligned with user intent.
Okay, so SEO is earning authority, building reputation brick by brick. Makes sense. But, you know, every business owner wants to know what's the payoff, what are the big wins, and what are the headaches? What's going to frustrate Sarah with her coffee shop?
Good question. The payoff, the benefits, they're significant. SEO builds long-term traffic without constantly paying for every click. Once you rank, that traffic is essentially, well, free-ish. Yeah. Very cost effective over time. It also builds huge brand trust and authority. People generally trust organic results more than ads, you know?
Yeah.
Seeing you at the top signals credibility.
True. I know I sometimes skip the ads.
Right. And for local spots like Sarah's, it boosts local visibility like crazy. Helps you rank for best coffee Austin TX or organic cafe near me. Connects you directly with nearby customers ready to walk in. It's like building a digital magnet for your neighborhood.
Okay, sounds great. But what are the catches?
Well, it's not instant gratification. The biggest challenge, it takes time. Like usually 3 to 6 months to see really meaningful results. Sometimes longer if it's super competitive.
3 to 6 months? Wow, that's tough for a new business.
It can feel like forever when you need sales now. And it needs consistent work. Content updates, technical tweaks. Google's always changing things. Plus, it's highly competitive for popular keywords. You can't just set it and forget it. Definitely not.
Yeah, that 3 to 6 months, That feels like a lifetime if Sarah needs customers this weekend for a grand opening or something. Waiting half a year isn't really an option then, is it?
Exactly.
Which I guess is where search engine marketing, SM, comes in with a totally different approach.
You absolutely nailed the tension there. And yes, that's precisely why SEA exists. When you need that speed, that immediate boost, SEM or search engine marketing, is much more direct. It mainly uses paid advertising to put your business right there, often at the very top of the search results, usually above the organic listings. When we talk SEM, mostly we mean running Google Ads campaigns because it's the biggest game in town.
Paid ads.
And the tools within SEM are pretty varied, let's be quite precise. The most common are PPC ads, pay-per-click, those text ads you see.
Yeah.
You target keywords, and you only pay when someone actually clicks. Then you've got display ads, those banner ads that follow you around the internet.
Yeah, sometimes annoyingly so.
Sometimes. They're part of Google's display network. For online stores, shopping ads are huge visual product ads right in the search results, showing the picture, the price, and a really powerful one is remarketing. You know, showing targeted ads to people who've already visited your site, trying to bring them back to maybe finish that purchase, like reminding them about that coffee grinder they looked at.
Okay. So remarketing is part of SEM too. Got it. Immediate visibility, super targeted, flexible budget. I mean, that sounds amazing. Why wouldn't everyone just pour money into SEM, especially in a place like Austin? What are the downsides, the catches?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? And yeah, there are definitely catches. The big advantage is immediate visibility. Your ads can be live in minutes, basically, almost instant exposure. And you can get highly targeted. Location, demographics, user behavior, reach the right people at the right time. Plus, flexible budgeting. Need a big push for Sarah's opening weekend, crank up the spend, quieter period, dial it back. So it's fantastic for product launches, quick promotions. Anywhere speed is crucial.
Okay, but the downsides.
The downsides are critical. First, those pay-per-click costs. They can add up really, really fast, especially in competitive fields. Think lawyers, real estate, finance. The CPCs, cost per click, can be brutal. $10, $50, sometimes even more for one click.
Wow, $50 a click?
It happens. And the biggest thing, maybe, unlike SEO, your traffic disappears the second you stop paying. It's like turning off a faucet. Poof, gone. It's an ongoing expense, not something you build over time.
Okay, so one's a marathon, building slowly. The other's a sprint you pay for each time. Our source has laid out a really good side-by-side, like a scorecard. Can you walk us through that comparison?
Yeah, it makes the differences crystal clear. So traffic source. SEO is organic, earned, essentially free traffic. SEM is paid ads. Simple enough.
Right.
Speed of results, SEO is slower, think months, like 3 to 6 minimum usually.
Yeah.
SEM, fast, immediate. Turn it on, it works.
Instant versus delayed, got it.
Cost structure. SEO costs are time, tools, content creation resources, basically. SE is pay-per-click, ongoing cash spend.
Investment versus expense.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Sustainability. SEO wins here, long-term compounding results. Seven's more short-term. Traffic stops when the money does. Trust factor. Generally, users trust organic results more. So high trust for SEO. Civi is moderate. Some people skip ads, right?
Right.
And finally, best use case. SEO is for building that long-term authority, brand equity. SEA is for getting quick traffic leads, usually for specific immediate needs.
Okay, that breakdown is super helpful. So this really leads to the big question. Based on all that, how do you choose? When should Sarah go all in on SEO and when should she fire up the SEM campaigns?
Right, so choosing SEO, it's your best bet if you're aiming for that sustainable long-term growth. If you're focused on building brand credibility and becoming a trusted source. Definitely if you're local, say in Austin, and want to rank for things like Austin coffee shops or Organic Espresso Austin. SEO owns local discovery over time. And choose SEO if you're willing to invest in building a long-term digital asset like a really strong website with valuable content that just keeps attracting people.
Okay, the long game.
Exactly. Now, SELIM is your go-to when you need immediate results, like now. Sarah's grand opening, a flash sale, promoting event. It's also really useful if you're in a super competitive market where ranking organically might take, you know, forever. SE lets you jump the queue, basically.
Right, that's the wait time.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic for testing keywords and messages. See what clicks, what converts before you spend months optimizing for it with SEO. It's like fast market research. Oh, and perfect for seasonal pushes. Black Friday, holidays, maybe local stuff like SXSW campaigns in Austin. You need that burst of attention.
That makes a lot of sense. But what's really interesting, and you touched on this, is that the smartest folks don't seem to see it as SEO versus SEM. They use both. Why? What's the magic in combining them?
You got it. They're way better together. Complementary. The beauty is Essent gets you those quick wins. It brings in traffic, leads, revenue. While your SEO efforts are still maturing, it can literally fund your long-term SEO work.
Ah, okay. Pays the bills while you build.
Exactly. And meanwhile, SEO delivers those compounding long-term results, building that sustainable presence that eventually reduces how much you need to spend on ads.
Mm.
But here's the really cool part, the synergy. SE Insights can directly fuel your SEO strategy. Okay, imagine Sarah runs a small SEM campaign for organic almond milk lattes, Austin. She finds out that exact phrase converts like crazy through her ads.
Okay.
That's not just an ad win. That's gold for her SEO. It tells her precisely what niche term people are searching for and converting on. So now she knows exactly what blog post to write, what page to optimize. The short-term paid test just gave her a blueprint for long-term organic success.
Wow. Okay. Using paid data to guide free efforts. Smart.
Super smart. And for local businesses, combining Google Ads, targeting specific neighborhoods with a really strong Google business profile optimization, that can lead to total local dominance. You're everywhere they look.
Let's make this even more concrete. Our sources had some good real-world examples. Can you share how the synergy actually plays out?
Yeah, definitely. Let's take that local Austin business again, maybe Sarah's Coffee Shop, The Green Bean. They might invest steadily in Austin TX SEO for broader terms, like best organic coffee Austin. Over, say, 12 months, that could bring a huge jump in organic leads, loyal customers finding them naturally. But at the same time, they could run targeted SEM ads for really specific urgent searches, like coffee shop open now downtown Austin, or maybe last minute espresso delivery near me to capture that immediate demand, fill tables on a slow Tuesday afternoon. See? Both working together.
Okay, covering both immediate and long-term searches.
Exactly. Or think about an e-commerce store. They'd absolutely use SEM campaigns for big seasonal sales holidays, Black Friday, to drive immediate purchases when buying intent is high. But all year round, they're building their SEO by publishing great content, maybe blog posts like how to choose the perfect single origin coffee beans. That attracts customers researching, builds brand loyalty, positions them as experts. It's not just about the sale today.
Right, building the relationship.
Yeah. And one more, a tech startup in Austin.
Yeah.
Maybe a sauce company. They could run Google ads to quickly promote free trials, get signups fast for their new software, immediate user acquisition, while also building an SEO content hub around industry topics, maybe like best CRM for startups, to establish thought leadership, attract organic leads over time, and build authority in their space. One gets users now, the other builds their future reputation.
Those examples really help illustrate the different roles they play. So for you listening, thinking about your own business or project, what are some practical takeaways? How do you actually decide on the right mix?
Good question. Practically speaking, first step, set clear goals. What are you really trying to achieve? Quick leads right now, that leans SM. Or long-term sustainable brand authority, that's more SEO. Be honest about that.
Okay, goals first.
Then audit your budget, seriously, small budget. SEO might be your only sustainable path long-term, focusing your resources there. Got a more flexible budget, you can afford to test C, maybe aggressively.
Money talks.
It does. Also, understand your timeline. Need results this month. CM is probably your only option for speed. Building for next year, the year after, SEO is foundational.
Makes sense.
And finally, always, always consider your local competition, especially in a hot market like Austin. If everyone else is doing both SEO and CM really well, you might find that just doing one isn't enough. Combining them might be necessary just to compete effectively, let alone dominate.
So know yourself, know your wallet, know your clock, and know your rivals.
Pretty much sums it up.
Okay, and looking ahead, things change so fast in search. What's on the horizon? What should we be paying attention to, maybe with a bit of urgency?
Yeah, the pace of change is, well, it's intense. Everyone needs to keep an eye on this stuff. The huge one right now is AI in search. Google's AI overviews, those summaries at the top, they're already changing things. You need to think about how your content answers questions directly, how it might get featured in those AI snippets. It's a whole new layer to SEO strategy.
Right, optimizing for the AI answer.
Exactly. Then there's voice search, still growing. Optimizing for those longer conversational natural language questions. Where can I find a vegan coffee shop that's open late? That's going to be key, especially for local.
Okay.
On the SEM side, automated ads are getting smarter. More reliance on AI for bidding, for targeting. It means campaigns can be more efficient, maybe, but it also requires a different skill set from advertisers. More strategy, less manual fiddling.
Let the machines handle the bids.
To an extent, yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, a big one is first-party data. With cookie changes and privacy focus, businesses really need to own their customer data, build their own email lists, manage their audiences effectively for things like remarketing. Relying solely on third-party platforms is getting riskier.
Building your own audience data
is
absolutely critical. So wrapping this up, it feels really clear that, you know, the whole SEO versus SEM thing is kind of the wrong way to look at it.
Yeah.
It really depends on your specific goals, your budget, your timeline. What seems smartest, based on everything we've heard from our sources, is usually some kind of thoughtful blend, right? Mm-hmm. Leveraging the strengths of both to create something more powerful together. Playing the long game, but also winning those short sprints along the way.
That's absolutely right. You know, in a world where online visibility is basically everything, it's not just about how you show up in search results. It's also about what you learn from every single interaction, paid or organic. Every click can be a strategic insight. So maybe the final thought for you is this: how can you use those immediate short-term insights you get from paid campaigns to actively guide, inform, and maybe even accelerate your long-term organic growth? How do you create that feedback loop so your online presence is always learning, always adapting? That's how you make every dollar, every minute really count towards that bigger picture.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.